Our first two guests today are both involved in a couple of Lansing's most newsworthy issues. Carol Wood and Kathy Dunbar are members of the Lansing City Council. Both serve on the council's Public Safety Committee. That committee's working on improving security and conditions at a challenged public housing complex, South Washington Park Apartments. It continues toiling away on a marijuana ordinance for the city. To hear their views on both of those, we welcome back Carol Wood and Kathy Dunbar. I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Carol, you've referred to a regression to the status quo at South Washington Park, and there are challenges there involving security, violence. Conditions have been substandard. As specifically as possible, what's the Public Safety Committee trying to get done here with regard to South Washington Park?
We want to see an improved living conditions for those that are living there, especially the most vulnerable people that are in that facility. We have seniors, we have those with disabilities, we have single parents, and when you're dealing with from bed bugs to unclean facilities to the fact that you're afraid to come in and out of your apartment, those are huge issues. And we heard this over and over again at the public safety meetings from tenants who felt that they were not getting the responses that they needed from the management of that complex.
And there was a shooting there.
Absolutely.
In March, a young man died there. There are various stakeholders here. Obviously, there are the residents. There's the city council representing those residents. There's the Bernero administration. Of course, there's the Lansing Housing Commission, which oversees the building. Tony Baltimore, who is the president of the board of the Housing Commission, was on this program Monday, and he suggested that the commission's not on the same page as the city council. Is that the case?
Yeah, I would say that is absolutely the case. Again, we have approached the commission numerous times to look at improvements. We'll see an improvement for a short period of time, and then after a while it regresses back, and we have some of the same things, security, tenants being victimized, and, you know, this just isn't acceptable. Do I understand that they're challenged with their finances? Absolutely. But I think that when you realize that this is an ongoing problem that hasn't gone away, you've got to look out of the box and come up with some solutions. And I know we can turn to Kathy Dunbar. She came up with some solutions in our meeting, especially dealing with bed bugs and some of those things, that it just sort of rolled off their backs, and we haven't seen any improvements.
Let's bring Kathy into the conversation here, though. I mean, generally, is what Carol has said, are you in general agreement with that assessment?
Yeah, it was very frustrating to listen to the scenario. I deal with a lot of populations that have limited income, and when finances are the barrier, you have to think of other ways to fix problems that don't involve money. And one of the things that we had talked about with the bed bug situation is that one of the treatments for linens and things is extreme heat and taking them to a laundromat. And the suggestion had been, you know, that they take everything that they have to a laundromat, wash it on high heat, dry it on high heat. And then a preventative is to dry things on high heat. And so I said, is it possible that you could get commercial dryers, commercial washers and dryers, and just keep them on site so that residents that don't have transportation, who aren't going to haul their bedding on their backs to the local laundromat all the time when there's an infestation, you know, could treat and preventatively, you know, have their clothing heated on site.
Is there movement on that?
I don't think there is. And I suggested a couple of companies that might have used equipment, and I'm looking at different ways for them to help themselves on site without, as I know HUD doesn't have the money, and I know that we've had HUD in to discuss that, but there are different solutions that folks should be looking for.
Patricia Baines Lake and Tony Baltimore were both on the program on Monday. She as well suggested that funding is a real hurdle here. To what extent can security and conditions be improved without more funding? It sounds like that's where you're at. You're trying to be as creative with limited funding as you possibly can.
Well, again, if you've got, and let's go back to the infestation of bed bugs, if you have to continuously pay to have that treated and done and dealt with versus buying a commercial dryer that might end up helping solve it or reduce the amount of times that you're having to pay for that, you know, that's a savings. They need to look at those issues. Currently, we have a community police officer that is at that facility that's working hard. But is that, in essence, their paid security? Yes, they've installed cameras. Yes, you know, that you've got staff that are there during the day. But do you then look at the staff and having them come in at different hours so that they're there when you have some of those problems? I mean, limited dollars, yes, but how are you creative with those dollars?
Carol Wood and Kathy Dunbar both serve on the Public Safety Committee for the Lansing City Council. We're talking about the challenges at South Washington Park Apartments. We're going to talk about efforts at a marijuana ordinance in Lansing in just a few minutes. Let's move beyond the bed bugs, though. What about safety at South Washington Park?
Well, yeah,
there
we're
are a number
both looking
of safety
at each
issues.
Other.
You know, there are tenants that have other people living with them that have created problems there. Yes, they're going through the eviction process to try to weed out those that are problematic. How good are they doing with their background checks when they are putting people in? When there are complaints, how are they addressing those complaints in a timely manner? Are they taking those complaints seriously? If you have a door, a security door that's been broken over and over and over again, and there's no and you're not fixing it properly, you know, those are all security issues. Those are all where there are issues. We had listened to people that especially the elderly that had problems with people pounding on their doors and threatening them because they had gone to staff over issues, loud parties and drug dealings in the apartments and things like that. And you know, that those are things that whether you live in a vertical neighborhood or horizontal neighborhood have to be dealt with. And as property owners, as people that manage that property, you've got to be on top of it. We're not asking anything different than what we would be asking of any landlord in the city of Lansing.
Who amongst the residents and the Housing Commission, are there people that are resenting the efforts of the city council to resolve these issues? Or
I don't know of any residents who are resentful of this. I will say this, the challenge, Carol mentioned that it's a vertical housing complex. We don't build those anymore. They are problematic in and of themselves with the systematic way that folks are housed. And I hate using that term housed, but that is.
How many floors are we talking about here?
There's 188 units.
Yeah. It's six?
Yeah.
Five or six. And then what you have is you have limited access. You have the first floor as your way in and out, and then you have all of these units above. So there is, you know, they have to pass through other areas to get in and out. The security door issue, definitely. I mean, sometimes it's propped. Sometimes it's not sometimes somebody that's living with a resident props the door. And so there's an issue there. Sometimes the doors are broken, but that is, if you know that there is a limited access in and out, and those are the doors that are propped, as opposed to having to monitor every floor, you monitor that first floor and those doors where there's access. I don't know. It's really difficult for me after having been involved with Arbor Point years ago.
Right.
We did this huge citizen engagement over there, and the property managers had a completely different idea about how to solve the problems at Arbor Point. This is 12 years ago than the residents did, and the residents came up with they literally wanted us to paint parking spots on the ground so that they knew who lived in what apartment and could identify if somebody was there that didn't belong there. And it took a gallon of paint and a bunch of stencils, and we did it in a weekend.
Do you see a way forward here? What is the way forward as far as you're concerned, Carol?
Well, I think it's listening. It's listening to the residents, and it's also listening to the concerns that council is hearing. Oftentimes, you will have people that will come to us that might not come to management. And Patricia and Pat need to, or Patricia and Tony need to understand that we're there to help. We're not there to just find fault. And we're willing to do that if we can all come to the table and, again, respect each other and respect what's out there.
We want to move on to the marijuana ordinance here. Your committee is gradually making its way through another draft of a city ordinance. Kathy Dunbar, what do you think so far of the document here? I'm under the impression City Attorney Jim Smirtka is by and large responsible for this. Am I right about that or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you make of the document he's put together so far? Just your general impressions.
It is a different document than we had before. It definitely gives more consideration. I think gives more consideration to the actual MMA, if I can say
Michigan
that correctly.
Michigan Medical Marijuana Act.
Yes. You know, it's for me, it's definitely a balancing act because we need to make sure that what we are saying within this ordinance comports with what voters approved and what the state vaguely put together in the act, and that we don't restrict anything that's allowable, but also, you know, take into consideration what's going on in our neighborhoods and what's going on in our corridors.
Carol, your quick thoughts, impressions here. Is the document you're looking at now sound?
I believe it's more comprehensive than what we've had in the past. I think when we're looking at it, and we're going to be seeing two documents, this one that deals with the commercial aspects, along with one that will be seen from Jim in the future that deals with in neighborhoods, with caregivers in neighborhoods. So these are two different issues that we'll be working on. There are a number of criteria in here that I think are important. We heard during these hearings, we've heard from dispensary owners, from caregivers, from patients that have all said, 90% of them said that we need a licensing and regulation. How we get there, there's a variety of different opinions.
The number of shops or provisioning centers in Lansing is often referred to as somewhere in the 60 or 70 range. For a lot of people, that's too many. My question is, the aim of an ordinance to close down some of the 60 to 70 businesses that are apparently already out there operating?
That is not the aim of this ordinance as it's written. It is a licensing ordinance. In fact, I talked with several of the attorneys that have been working on it, Mark Dodson included. You know, there are definitely legal issues with we don't cap licenses on any other business in town.
Would you like to see fewer, though?
Can we legally see fewer is the question.
And your opinion of that is no?
I do not believe what we do is through the licensing, it will weed them out. It will weed them out. Just arbitrarily saying you have to close down is not going to be a legal answer.
Carol, I think you've made clear you'd like to see fewer of these, and some number of Lansing residents would like to see lots fewer of these.
Absolutely. But I think what we're talking about is competent businesses that are following the Michigan Marijuana Act and that are acting responsible. We have places that are allowing patients to smoke in those places. This ordinance would prohibit that. There's a number of business criteria that are part of this licensing ordinance to make sure that they meet certain requirements. Will that close some down? Absolutely. It's no different with any other licensing aspect that has a list of requirements. If you don't meet them, you're not going to end up with a license.
A big piece of this seems to be where these businesses operate as well, in commercial corridors like Michigan Avenue or in the neighborhoods. Is it preferable to concentrate these in one area or the other? Is this an either-or situation, or is this more of the balancing act you were talking about, Kathy?
Well, I think that you're talking about two different operations. Right. You have the home providers who are individual caregivers that grow and or distribute, you know, from their home with their five patients, or you have the dispensaries. The dispensaries aren't allowed in residential areas. They're not allowed in those areas to begin with. But
caregivers are.
But caregivers are.
Yeah.
And we are not allowed to know where they are.
Carol, you've expressed some impatience at how long an ordinance is taking. The timeline just seems to shift further and further into the future. What's your best guess in terms of when the council might realistically vote on an ordinance?
We're working very hard to have meetings almost every Friday on this ordinance to get through it. This will also have to go before the Planning Commission because it deals with zoning, and so the Planning Commission will have to make a recommendation. My goal would try to have something by the end of September, 1st of October at the very latest. Because we do have a comprehensive ordinance right now, I believe it's just tweaking some of the things that are in it.
Carol Wood, Kathy Dunbar, both serve on the Public Safety Committee of the Lansing City Council. We've been talking about the challenges at South Washington Park Apartments and the challenges on putting together a marijuana ordinance for the city.
Marijuana? Kathy, are you singing that?
Kathy, Carol, I belong at Lollapalooza, don't
there you
I?
Go.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.